team victory. I was proud of the guys for that. It was nice to see the offense and the defense supporting each other, along with the guys supporting the special teams, the coaches. Everybody seemed to be into it, and then they, like you should in the National Football League, cherish the victory. It was great to see how many Chiefs fans we had in Jacksonville. It was by the end of the game, that whole lower bowl area was all red, and our players, I know they appreciate that. I thought defensively, the defense came out, and I thought played very good football. And you know, you take those first 13 drives, and anytime you can hold a team to 70 yards total offense, is an achievement. Being able to pressure the quarterback is a big thing in the National Football League. We're able to do that, and then we accumulated 6 sacks, which I think is that's a large number by any means. And Justin had 3 of those, and thought he did a nice job there. I thought offensively, I thought we did some good things. It's tough to score in the red zone in the National Football League, and when we were in the red zone, we took full advantage of that. I thought Alex had a good day. His quarterback rating showed that he was somewhere 94 and above, and I thought he handled the situation of managing the offense very well and made some nice throws, nice checkdowns. And in order to do that, that means the other guys have to be doing their job too. So I thought the big guys did a good job of protecting them. And you know, we did some good things early in the run game. Special teams, I thought both Dustin and Ryan did a nice job with putting Jacksonville in a field position bind. So whether it was on kickoffs or whether it was on the punts, we were able to make field position an advantage for the Chiefs. And then Dexter, I thought in the return game, did a nice job there of getting it on the plus side of the field and give us an opportunity to work a short field there. Time's yours.
Coach, you mentioned the run game, doing things. You said good things early, late. Did you, you know, when Jamal went out, would like to see more than what you were able to accomplish?
Yeah, they loaded the box up, and what you'd expect them to do down by what they were down. And then we've got to do a better job there. Yeah. I can help them there a little bit with some of the calls. You know, just we need to. Getting some different personnel groups, we can do that too.
Cyrus Gray over Nile with the majority of the snaps after Jamal left. Is that a veteran thing? Are you confident in Nile?
Well, we mixed it. We mixed it up a bit. You saw Nile in there. He was in there for a few snaps. We were using Cyrus in some third down situations. We're trying to use all of them the best we could. And so that's what we did. And you know, you'd say he's a veteran. He hadn't been in it that long, but he's been in it longer than now.
Well, he was 9 receivers, coach, that Alex Smith completed the book, clean of passes to. How important is that for him to be able to spread it around?
Yeah, listen, I think the more guys that you can utilize, I mean, you know this, the more guys you utilize, the more pressure it puts on a defense. If you've got to cover everybody, you can't favor one guy, and that's always been part of this offense, being able to move it around and give everybody an opportunity. And you want to make sure, and John's done a nice job with us, is making sure that the players have that flexibility within the offense to make plays. I mean, in this day and age of football, you don't see fullbacks do what our fullback did yesterday, and that's tribute. Sometimes those guys are glorified guards, and Sherm, you know, gives you that flexibility. I mean, you better cover him, or he's going to do some damage, and that's important.
A bunch of guys involved defensively too. Is that a kind of a snapshot of the disruptive nature of this defense?
Well, listen, it's that type of defense, yes. Using everybody, yes. We've played a lot of players. Again, Bob put them in different guys in different positions where they all had an opportunity to be in the box and rush, whether you're playing corner or outside corner, whether you're playing the inside nickel positions or safety position. Everybody had that opportunity, linebackers. I think that's important, that you can give an offense different looks, that they can't key in on where people are coming from. And I think the players enjoy that. That's something that they buy into and enjoy doing. So you give them that opportunity.
They're not involved in anybody, but is there kind of a perk when everybody knows they're going to get a chance to maybe attack?
Yeah, listen, you preach attack when you're a defensive coach. And so you're not doing it every snap. That's not what you're doing. You're picking and choosing what through your scouting process of the team throughout the week. You're going to pick and choose when you're going to do those things. And then you're going to let guys have that opportunity to do it. Guys love blitzing. That's the nature of the game here. So they, at least on the defensive side, they love to have that chance being a part of it.
Up-tempo offense just throughout the defense or keep the guys going?
Well, listen, it's twofold. And we mix a tempo. There are times when we huddle. There's times when we go fast. There's times when we're not huddling and playing just at a normal rate. And really it's just the balance of you want to try to keep the defense much off balance as possible. Within that, if the other team gets tired, that's okay, and we're okay with that.
He even said two of his sacks he felt were cover sacks. Can you just speak about the defensive backfield? A lot of new faces, but they look pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's like what I say about offensive defensive line. I mean, it's hard to get a sack unless somebody doesn't block you, but without the secondary doing a nice job. So he's right when he says that. The other thing was they were rally sacks where Justin was right there and then there was another guy right behind him. That part's encouraging. So they were swarming to the quarterback the best they could. There wasn't not that they weren't blocked. There were guys being blocked, but they were working fast to get to the quarterback and aggressively.
A couple more. Coach, you had a punt blocked in the preseason. You get a punt blocked again. That's obviously not what you want. That could have been usually that's a game changer. It didn't happen this time, but you got to get a handle on what went wrong there.
We do. Yeah, we do. I was asked this before. We have no excuses, but we did have some new people come in. They're busting their tail. I mean, they're working their tail off. But sometimes you get caught in protections that maybe you have, or looks that you haven't gone over. And they got us. I mean, it's that simple. So we get another week in it, and communication will be better. Guys will be on the same page there. They'll work out. They ended up doing that. They worked that out and finished it up strong. So. But they got us. They did a good job with it.
It's a franchise that dropped like 10 of its 14 openers in the city that, history-wise, has gotten used to some disappointment in September. But this isn't your first rodeo. You know the big picture. What did it mean, or was it validating maybe to both that locker room after that game, to what you guys, the change you've implemented, the things you've preached, people have bought on it? But I mean, do you think that was a validating thing both for the players to go? A lot of them hadn't won an opener and went, oh, my God, look at this. And to the fan base who hadn't seen it either a lot.
Yeah, sure. No, listen, there's a lot of emphasis put on the first game. I think within the league, I keep in perspective that it's one out of 16 games and hopefully more that you have an opportunity to play. So I understand that. On the other hand, I'll always tell you that you work your tail off to win every game. I mean, that's what you do. So every victory you get, you're going to cherish. And you're going to enjoy it for that small window that you get to enjoy it. And to have it the first one of the year, I think it's great. I think that's what I was saying in the opening statement there, that it was neat to see the offense and the defense and the coaches and everybody. They're very excited. We also know that we've enjoyed it. Now we're moving on, and we're getting ready for the Cowboys.
Andy, what did it mean for you yesterday to get that game ball from Clark Hunt?
Well, I appreciated it. That was very, very kind of him. When he gives it to me, he's really giving it to the team, and that probably means more than the individual part of that. I know it's not a one-man sport. I've got it, and the guys, you know, we were able to all kind of gather around the ball and break down the team with it, and it's everybody's got a little piece of that ball. So.
Last two.
Right here in the back. Coach, there was, you know, kind of an interesting little spotlight there with the number one and number two overall pick playing the same spot in the same game. How did Eric Fisher do?
You know what? Jason got him on the first one, on the first pass rush. Jason's one of the better pass rushers in the National Football League. So, and then he just settled right down after that. I thought he did a good job after that. So, but the first one, he got a little taste of it, and then he did nice. I thought Luke did. I thought he did a nice job too. So I thought they both played a respectable game. So,
using your expression when you said on the same page, for all the new elements with this team leading into the first game, how would you characterize the way this team molded together?
Yeah, you know what? I thought for the most part it was pretty smoothly executed on both sides of the ball and on special teams. When I say the communication, we brought in seven new guys, and so we've asked them and we've incorporated them into the special teams part of it. So they're kind of catching up on all the terminology and everything. So it's understandable. I mean, I got it. But I thought overall, I would tell you that things ran fairly smooth. Are there things we can get better at? Absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of things that we need to work on and get better at. But these guys have the right mentality. When they come to work, they come to work, and I've appreciated that from day one. So I wouldn't expect that to change at all.